Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is brought to you in part by Rockies Marine, selling Yamaha four-stroke outboards from a 2.5-horsepower portable to the F-350 V8, all rated for ultra-low emissions, including the 4.2-liter V6, 225, 250, and 300-horsepower models. Yamaha's full four-stroke lineup, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 9 to 1, and on the web at rockiesmarine.com. 772-3949 or toll-free 800-478-3949. Tradio is also supported by Petersburg Properties, connecting buyers and sellers with local, residential, commercial, and remote property opportunities in Petersburg and Wrangell on the web at petersburgproperties.com.
Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, Isaiah.
Thanks for coming in and helping me host Tradio.
Indeed.
It's April Fool's.
Yes. I find that to be a very unkind holiday, so I have not been pulling tricks on my audience.
Okay.
Are you going to?
I wasn't planning on it, but I wouldn't tell them if I was.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. That's the issue, is no one will believe you.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
April Fool's Day, it's one of those guilty until proven innocent days.
Yes. Well, so far it's been...
Until you walk through the wrong doorway and there's, you know, a bucket of water on top or something.
So far it's been an April Fool's free day for me. And yeah. But what I'm just so happy about is it's clear, beautiful April weather that we've been hoping for all winter.
I think yesterday I was like, wow, actually, maybe the winter wasn't so bad. It's like the postpartum forgetfulness. Right?
You're like, I think so, too. It's like, it's fine. Look what we have now. A beautiful baby spring. It wasn't so bad.
Yeah, well.
We should remember on Monday the new snow, but we don't have it now. And we have... A caller calling
us? Yes, we do have a caller. Just give me a quick second.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, caller on line one, you're on the air.
Am I number one?
Yes, Joyce, you are number one.
Okay, I'm number one. Hello, Julie, Isaiah. Okay, I got a few things to talk about.
Okay.
One. I want to talk to Isaiah if Monday would be a good day for me to come in and do a poem.
That would be great. Stop by. We'd love to have you.
What time? What time will you be there?
How about any time between 8 and 3?
Okay. Sounds good. Monday's my free day. Okay. Second thing is I want to give a real good thank you to the PIA van because they do a wonderful service for the elders and the disabled folks in town. And the main van driver is so helpful. And we have three other backups that they do a good job too.
Okay.
I want to give them a big thank you because they're going to be taking me to Bingo Size this morning at the Parks and Rec.
Oh, right. That's at 10. Is that right?
That's at 10 o'clock in the activity room.
Okay.
And it's fun. We've had about 15 ladies, and we've had a couple of gentlemen come too. So, and then the fourth thing is that you guys are so excited about. It's Friday night bingo at the Sun.
Okay.
We are having crock pot, pepper steak,
ooh,
and rice. And I'm bringing ice cream, root beer ice cream floats.
Wow. Okay.
So I'm going to be doing those. So
okay.
I've taken it upon myself to do the dessert.
Good for you. And I know last week you were going to make pies. Did you get over your cold in time?
Yes, I did. I got the little mini pies made up, and I only had about maybe a half a dozen left out of 30.
Excellent.
So yes. So this week's going to be ice cream floats.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you, Joyce.
Okay, I will see you guys on Monday then.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Joyce.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. And folks, that for anyone listening, that goes for you as well. April's National Poetry Month. If you have a poem that you want to be recorded and put on the air, just come by anytime during opening hours. Or you can give us a call at 907-531-8049. And that's the same number if you have something to call in for Tradio 2. We'd like to hear from you.
Yes, so we'll have a poem a day, the same poem three times in a day. And are you going to post them on the internet? On our website?
Great idea. I will now.
I think we've done that in the past. So you, if you miss it, you can hear it again.
Yeah. So there'll be a little post on our website, too, where
yes,
you can access them.
I love Poetry Month. What really surprised me was Math Literacy Month, too. So Math Literacy and Poetry Month, same month. Who knew?
Yes.
What was the other thing you said it was?
Jazz Appreciation Month.
Wow.
Which I'll also put on a little jazz track at the end of Tradio.
Just, so much to celebrate.
Mm-hmm. You know. Okay. So we do have another caller who's been very patient. On line two, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Sally calling.
Hi,
Good
Sally.
Morning, Julie and Isaiah.
Hi.
Couple things besides my usual. Somebody told me they saw a robin on Monday.
Yes, didn't your Aunt Nivette see one?
I saw one. I saw the same one, I think.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it must be in the neighborhood if she's down the street. Anyway, I think that's pretty cool. Spring is coming. And then I don't know who listened to Talk of Alaska yesterday, but it was really informative. The Alaska Literary Field Guide has just been published, and it's filled with poetry, photography, and comments and poetry.
Yes. And I saw the email about that, Sally, and I went to the bookstore and bought it, the book.
Well, I think it's really cool, and I think we should get one of those people down here and do some kind of a public event at the museum or the library or the bookstore or something, because I think it'd be fascinating.
It is fascinating. It's a great book. And, in fact, a couple years ago, Sunny Rice came up with the same idea, only she did a walking tour of Petersburg. And you'd stop in different places, and she'd give you natural history and a poem at each one of those places.
Very cool.
I know. I think I like that combo.
Julie, how could I find that if I wanted to listen to it?
That is on the akrainforestfest.org. It's the Rainforest Festival's site, and her walking tour is on there, and then you can play it on your phone.
Cool.
While you walk around town. But I like that combination. Sally, like you, I so appreciate the combination of natural history and literature.
Yeah, and photography. I think that's photography. Fabulous.
Yes.
I was also impressed that they have 17 of the over 100 people that were involved with it showing up Friday at the museum in Anchorage.
Mm-hmm.
And the poets will be reading their poetry, and behind them will be one of the artist's photos. Like, she was giving an example that the one who wrote about Forget-Me-Not, then the photo with Forget-Me-Nots will be behind her on a huge screen.
Yes, that sounds like a great event.
Yeah, it does. It sounds like fun. Anyway, I thought Petersburg ought to do a little mini one, or maybe it would be a good thing to do during Rainforest Festival.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, well, putting a couple other hats on besides the whiny one. Spring rosemaling classes are coming up on, the first class is the 21st of April.
Okay.
And I sent you guys a poster,
yes.
So I think you have one there.
We have the announcement, but go over the details if you would. We haven't been reading it because so March has been so busy, but I do have an announcement. But if you want to talk about the details, that would be great.
You know I can do that. Okay, the teacher is coming from Eugene, Oregon. She is a friend of mine for many years through Sons of Norway. Her name is Patty Jo Meshnick, and she's quite an accomplished rosemaller. On Tuesday, April 21st, we're doing a wooden bean pot. It's quite cool. It's a really interesting and wonderful little piece of wood. On Wednesday, we're doing an open candy dish, which is more, it's not as fancy. It's maybe if you're not quite as accomplished or confident in your skills, that would be a good one for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then Thursday, we're doing what she's calling the mini dome chest. It's kind of like a fancy pencil box.
Mm.
And you get your choice of three different background colors, and it's pretty cool. Then Friday, we're going to have an open day where people can catch up on the previous three projects. And that is the 24th. And then on Saturday, we're doing a total beginner class. It's called a gem pot, and it's about a 5-inch covered round dome lid little thing, and you paint the top, and then you decorate the sides with just swooshes and slashes and dots and that kind of stuff. And it's a really good beginner. The first three classes, we only have 12 pieces of wood for students. The Saturday class, we have 20. And so there's going to be plenty of wood for anybody that wants to come and try it.
Okay. And do you have to be experienced for the first three classes?
No.
Okay.
No. We're doing all four styles in ooze. And basically, you chalk in a circle, and then you decorate it. You do different things to make it look foo-foo-y and fancy.
Okay.
As fancy as you want.
Okay.
And we're trying to have a muskeg malarir sitting next to a person that maybe isn't as highly confident in their skills, so they can kind of feed off each other a little bit and mentor it, you know.
Oh, that's excellent.
Yeah. The classes are $50 a day plus the cost of the wood, which we're keeping the cost down to exactly what we bought them for. We don't even include freight.
Okay.
And we also provide lunch each of the days.
Mm-hmm.
And then as a little surprise, on Monday the 20th, as long as the jet brings us our teacher that day, we're having a little open house to meet and greet the teacher. And she's going to present a 45-minute film showing her painting a 4x8 sheet of rose mauling on a grant she got during COVID.
Wow.
We thought that'd be interesting. And she's also bringing samples and patterns and extra things. So it should be a really fun evening. It'll probably be like from 6 to 7:30, something like that. Upstairs at Sun. And I just think it's going to be wonderful. The students, and we've invited Sons and Norway members to come and join us. And I just think it'd be really fun for people to see what's going on in the rose mauling world.
Yes. And how do people register?
They can call either Polly or myself, and we are on the posters all over town, and we are on the PSA at KFSK.
Okay.
But just quickly, I'll give the numbers. Polly is 518-0866, and I am 518-0601.
Okay.
And also, we provide the paint for the students, for the class, and if they don't have brushes, we have brushes.
Okay. That sounds
good. Okay, second hat, Pioneer Tea coming up.
Oh, yes.
It's on the 11th, and it's at Holy Cross House from 1 to 3. Tickets are available at Lee's Clothing, and it's a fun event. It's just kind of a little nod to spring. People get out their little fancy dresses or bring out their Easter hats or whatever, and we enjoy sweets and savories and many, many kinds of teas and live music from Sue Paulson and Kathy Cronlin. And this is a fundraiser for high school senior scholarships, because that's coming up too.
Right. Graduation right around the corner.
Yeah.
Okay.
And all those fun things that go along with that.
Right. Okay. So. And the tickets are, did you say, are $20 at least?
Yes, they're $20 at least per person.
Mm-hmm.
And for more information, they can call Gail at 518-4232.
Okay.
Or Debbie at 518-4045.
4045, and that's Debbie
McMahon.
Okay, that's all.
And Gail Eastwood.
Right. All right.
And so it should be really fun, and tables will be decorated, and tablecloths will be on. And remember, don't stick your little pinky in the air. It's to balance your cup on the bottom, not wave it around at everybody.
That's
right.
Don't
want to be the gauche tea drinker.
Right. No. Who knew? I'm glad you brought that up.
Oh, yes. It's in all of my tea magazines.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. And there'll be lots of teas and snacks and live music, you said, by Sue Paulson and Kathy Cronlin, right?
Excellent. Should be lovely. I believe violin and piano.
I can just see the sunlight streaming in the windows of the Holy Cross House.
It is very well lit. Yes.
Yes, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And
so come and join us and have fun.
Okay. And just one, Patty Jo Meshnick is the name of the rose mauling teacher?
Yeah, she is a wonderful painter from Eugene, Oregon, who studied and did an apprenticeship under our old Petersburg resident, Gail Oram.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, and Gail and her husband lived here for a few years, and she kind of got us kick-started in the rose mauling back in the 70s.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, in fact, on her bio, she always says, and I started painting in Petersburg, Alaska.
Okay.
I love that.
Yes.
Yeah, so happy April Fool's Day. I hope nobody catches you out.
Yes, I know. I'm pretty gullible, so it's a tough one for me.
We'll be on guard. Julie, what's over there? No.
Yeah, okay.
No, not funny, not funny. She did not like that.
Thanks for calling us, Sally.
You bet. Thank you guys for all you do.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, we have a couple of patient callers on the line here.
Okay.
Caller on line one, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Dave Bird calling.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, good morning.
Are you in a tunnel?
No, I'm in my kitchen.
Oh, okay. Just sounded a little echoey. I was trying to figure out where you were now. Are you calling about rotary roses?
I am. Today's the last day for rotary roses.
Okay.
Does it sound a little better now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Were you on speaker or something?
No. I just stepped outside and then booking it this beautiful day. And that reminds me that Rotary has some beautiful rotary roses.
Yes, we got some here at the radio station. Yellow roses are gorgeous.
Oh, great, great. I'm glad you got them. There was some, delivery on Sunday, and we weren't, of course, the guys aren't open, so I think they brought them by yesterday.
Yes, anyway, yes.
We got them, a few more dozen. Today is going to be the last day for them, because we just don't have any more left. But I do have a few dozen that can be delivered this morning. People can call me at 518-1199.
Okay.
And take care of the payment and delivery for you, or we can even arrange to leave them for you. You can pick them up. So again, that number is 518-1199.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. And I always love that. It's such a great end of winter event to have those roses show up.
Yeah, it is, and to deliver them, and people are so happy to receive them, and, it brings joy throughout the community. So.
It certainly does, like you, Dave.
I'm still looking for that robin out here on Doyhoff. I don't know, you think this is a warmer part of town, but it wasn't the other day. I'm surprised at how much snow we had compared to what was in town.
I know. I think you were in the snow belt there when you said you had 4 to 6 inches. I'm glad you sent a picture, because I thought you were dreaming.
Yeah, I kind of felt that. It was early in the morning. All right. Well, thanks, guys. I know there's calls waiting, so I appreciate you guys' help. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
He was probably just cold standing out in his porch.
He might have been. It's cold out there.
It is kind of cold out there. We have another caller on line three. You are on the air.
Good morning. I am calling to let people know that the Nenana Ice Classic tickets are on sale at the Harbor Liquor Store, and it closes April 5th at midnight. So you have until Sunday to get your ticket, make your guess, hopefully the good guess, and get your ticket back in the bucket by closing on Sunday, April 5th.
Okay, and where did you say you could get them at? Harbor Liquor?
Yes.
Okay. And
they're $3 a piece.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get a brochure to find out when the last ones went off and make your guess and get it back in the bucket at Harbor Liquor before closing on Sunday.
Okay. And what you're guessing is when the ice is going to go out on the Nenana River, right?
That's correct. The day, the month, the hour, the minute. I don't know if it's second, but yeah.
I mean, minute is pretty.
Oh, you have to be close. You have to be very close.
You have to be real close.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah. Okay, thanks. Have a great day.
Okay.
Thanks.
I have a personal note about that. Scott's mom, years ago, used to be picking the ticket for that.
Uh-huh.
She was involved with the Nenana Ice Classic.
Really?
And she would, yeah.
So
she lived up north. Yeah, she lived up there. And so we got a picture of her in a fur coat with a Nenana Ice Classic ticket, a bucket
Whoa.
Of tickets. So anyway, so that's coming up. Do we have another call?
No.
We don't, really?
We don't have another call. But if you're listening and something has come to mind that you'd like to get on the air, an event coming up on this busy, hopefully bright and sunny weekend, or some other PSA that you'd like, or something to buy, sell, or trade, our number is 907-531-8049. That's 907-531-8049.
I have a little bit of an explanation.
Oh.
A lot of people send us PSAs for events that are coming up, but sometimes when the month or the week is so busy, we don't get to read the ones that are happening later in April.
Right.
So we have a bunch that are coming up in April that we will be reading soon because March is behind us now.
Mm-hmm.
But the Pioneer Tea is coming up on the 11th, and there's so much happening just this weekend.
Yeah.
We've got the boating safety class mm-hmm. all day Saturday. We've got the Chamber of Commerce annual banquet with Cora Campbell speaking, and that's Business of the Year gets announced. And Little Shed Caters, you still can get tickets from that, I think, from the Chamber.
Yeah.
And it starts 5:30 social at Sons of Norway on Saturday.
There's a meet and greet with Representative Himshoop.
Yes.
That's from 10 a.m. to noon at the Petersburg LIO, so mm-hmm. the Legislative Information Office on 11 B. Joa Street. And so that's this Saturday from 10 to noon. And there's another thing on Saturday. Oh, the Public Library is hosting the prenatal breastfeeding with Kelly Wood.
Yes.
That's from 2 to 3. And that's free and intended for expecting parents.
Or people who need a refresher. Right? Maybe you're having a kid after you haven't had one for about 8 years. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
got a refresher class. Lots going on in a little town.
Yeah.
Well, let's do a rundown, and then we'll see if people call, because that usually
prompts people. Yes.
Yeah, it does. Mm-hmm. So Joyce called with a bingo menu for Friday. It's going to be crock pot, pepper steak, and rice. She is making root beer ice cream floats for dessert. She also wanted to thank the PIA van drivers for their fine work. They're very helpful to people that need help getting around town in their colorful van. And they're taking her to Bingo Size, which happens at 10 o'clock this morning in the Parks and Rec Activity Room. Sally called to say that she spotted a robin, Sign of Spring. Also had a lot of nice things to say about the new book that's just out, the Alaska Natural History Literary Book. They talked about it, Talk of Alaska, yesterday. And there's a spring rosemulling class coming up. A teacher from Portland, Patty Jo Meshnick, is coming from Oregon to teach the Oos style. And starting with an open house, if she gets in on time, a meet and greet, 6 to 7:30 upstairs at the Suns on the 20th. They'll be showing a video about rosemulling. And then starting on Tuesday, the first class is for painting a bean pot. Wednesday's class is a candy dish. Thursday's class, a mini dome chest. And then Friday, there's an open day to finish the projects you're working on. Saturday will be the beginner's class. They'll be doing a little gem pot. And there's plenty of projects for everyone. A little more limited in the wood pieces for the first three classes. So if you want to sign up, that's probably a good idea to do that soon. You can call Polly at 907-518-0866 or Sally at 518-0601. They provide lunch, paint, and brushes unless you have your own brushes. $50 a day plus the cost of the wood project, whether it's a candy dish or the bean pot. And the Muskeg Milliers will be on hand to assist people depending on their skill level. So that's all happening starting the 20th. Pioneer Tea coming up Saturday the 11th in the Holy Cross House. You can get your tickets at Lee's Clothing, $20 per person. It's 1 to 3 on the 11th, and they're fundraising for high school scholarships. There'll be sweet and savory snacks, all kinds of tea, beautiful decorations, live music from Sue Paulson and Kathy Cronlin. And to get tickets or find out more, you can call Gail Eastwood, 907-518-4232, or Debbie McMahon at 518-4045. Dave Berg called to say there's a few Rotary Roses left, and you can call him. And you get, I think it's $30 a dozen, including delivery, and that's a fundraiser for Rotary programs. And you can call Dave to get one of those last bouquets, 907-518-1199. And we got a call saying the Nana Ice Classic tickets are for sale down at Harbor Liquor. If you guess the right time that the ice breaks up on the Nana River, you win a bunch of money. And you can get your tickets down there at Harbor Liquor for $3 each. They have to be back in the little pail by closing time on Sunday, April 5th. And you guess the day and the time to the second when that river breaks up. And that's what we have for Tradio today.
All right. Well, Julie, thanks for coming on and helping.
Yes, glad to do it. There's so much going on in our busy town.
It is that way.
Yes.
Okay. Well, folks, thanks for tuning in. Taylor and I are going to do a little show after this.